At the turn of the 20th century, Europeans did not generally consider the cultural artifacts of the so-called primitive peoples to be art. Yet they were fascinated by these objects and by the fashionable ideas about race and savagery that were projected onto them. Pablo Picasso deeply admired Gauguin's explorations of non-European art. But unlike Gauguin, Picasso was never interested in escaping from the modern world. For him, primitive art would be a catalyst, inspiring him to shatter the conventions of the past. In 1907, Picasso visited the Trocadero in Paris, where he came face to face with a display of objects and masks from the Pacific Islands and Africa. The exact date of that visit to the Trocadero is unknown, but then the whole affair has become shrouded in mythology, most of it of Picasso's own making. But it is thought that this mask might have been one of the ones that Picasso saw. It was made by the Fang people of Gabon, but it seems that Picasso had no real deep interest in its cultural meaning or its ritual function. What he was interested in was their potential for his art, and that visit to the Trocadero has become one of the most famous moments in the story of modern art, because it was at that moment that Picasso found, and from outside of Europe, the inspiration and the expressive power that would transform his paintings and revolutionize modern art. Picasso described the masks he'd seen as weapons. They had the power, whether supernatural or psychological, to exorcise unwanted spirits. Picasso tried to incorporate this new power into his work and created one of art's masterpieces. The curtain is drawn back on a brothel scene. We see five naked prostitutes waiting for clients. And though there was a long-established tradition of female nudes in Western art, these are unlike any nudes ever seen before.